Okay, call meeting to order. Director Butler?
Here.
Director Clark?
Here.
Director Jenko?
Here.
Director Mabey?
Here.
Director Merchant?
Here.
Now, this is the time and place for the election of the board president. Are there any nominations for president?
I nominate Les Clark.
Any other nominations?
Do you need a second for that?
Not yet.
Oh.
Okay, no other nominations. Are there any comments from the public before the board votes?
Wow, I thought that's where they get shot down.
I'm now call for the vote. I'll call a roll call vote for the nominee in the order in which, well, he was nominated, only one. Okay, for nominee for president, Les Clark. Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Clark?
Yes.
Director Jenko?
Yes.
Director Mabey?
Yes.
And Director Merchant?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, are we gonna?
And then let's usually proceed to handle the election of the vice president.
Okay. All right, we'll now proceed on item four, election of officers, nominations for the office of vice president.
I'd like to nominate the older guy at the end, I mean, Randy Jenko.
Okay, I hear any other nominations?
John Merchant.
Okay, we have two nominations. Is there any discussion? Do we want to change any nominations? Okay, we'll have a vote first for the first nominated then. Roll call vote for Randy Jenko, vice president.
Director Butler?
No.
Director Clark?
Yes.
Director Jenko?
Yes.
Director Mabey?
Yes.
Director Merchant?
Yes.
Okay. Thus, Director Jenko is elected vice president. We can wait. Okay, moving on then, the next item in the agenda was actually item three, consideration of adoption of resolution R-2018-10, resolution declaring the results of the November. We should have already done that, actually.
Well, now that we have somebody running,
okay, all right, okay.
We also did declaring the item two.
Results here of November 6th, 2018 election. And I'll entertain a motion.
I'll second.
No, a motion to approve resolution. Excuse me. A motion to approve the resolution R-2018-10, certifying the results of the election. Do we want to read anything associated with it? Okay. There is a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
No, opposed?
It's a roll call.
Oh, it is a roll call. Excuse me. All right.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Clark?
Yes.
Director Jenko?
Yes.
Director Mabey?
Yes.
And Director Merchant?
Yes.
And President Clark, just a reminder, as Dick mentioned, that we also need to consider the adoption of the agenda.
Okay.
Item two.
All right. Let's move on to item two then, actually. Consider a motion to adopt the agenda. We can discuss any items on this agenda and may take action on those items. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now, we've 1, 2, 3, and 4. We can move on to item 5, committee assignments. We have a listing of the committee assignments, director request for assignments to the committees. And I note that Security Committee, director requests, Les Clark, Tim Mabee. Joint Security, Les Clark, Tim Mabee. Finance Committee, John Merchant. And I will ask a question about that a little bit later. Improvements Committee, Les Clark, Randy Jenko. Personnel Committee, Randy Jenko. Parks Committee, Randy Jenko and Linda Butler. Communication and Technology Committee, John Merchant and Linda Butler. And the Regional Water Authority representatives, Les Clark. And going back to my question, do we need more than one director on finance and personnel?
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking for volunteers for those committees to request those committees.
Okay, you don't have to have two. We don't have to have two.
Just providing the opportunity to. It's a good operating procedure to have another director on one of those two committees.
I'd be interested in finance.
Okay, Tim Mabee on finance. Make a note of that.
I'll do the personnel if nobody else wants to do it.
All right, John on personnel. Okay. With that, is there any other discussion about those committee assignments? Okay. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt the committee assignments as requested and amended in this meeting verbally. A motion? Okay, I will move to accept those committee assignments. You don't need it? Okay, never mind that. Thank you.
And for the new directors, per your board guidelines, committee appointments are within the authority of the president.
Right.
All right, very good. Okay, moving on to employee announcements. Any employee announcements, promotions, accommodations, kudos?
Just wanted to call out something from the general manager's update, and that's that at our luncheon, our employee luncheon of December 13th, we recognized three employees with longevity with the organization, the district. We had two employees of 15 years, and that is Suzanne Lindenfeld, our district secretary, mm-hmm. and also Tom Coyle, who's patrol officer, and also a 10-year employee, Rick Tompkins, who's our security sergeant.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and would like to introduce our new director of administration, Tom Hennig, okay. who started November 26th. So.
All right. Welcome aboard, Tom. Thank you. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar then. All items on the agenda, item number 7, will be approved as one item if they are not excluded from the motion adopting the consent calendar. Are there any exclusions, or I will entertain a motion to accept?
Just one item, the finance committee report is delayed due to some issues in obtaining some of the information, and so that will be provided as part of the next month's board meeting.
January board meeting. All right.
So are these, are the committee reports in this section, or are we doing those individually?
No, it's in here.
They're individually? So, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll entertain a motion for acceptance of the consent calendar.
I'll move we accept it.
Okay. I will second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, consent calendar is accepted.
I need to do a roll call vote.
Oh, it is? Sorry?
Okay. Director Clark?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Jenko?
Yes.
Director Mabee?
Yes.
Director Merchant?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I'm just scanning my notes to make sure I didn't have any comments either. Okay, moving on to item 8 then, staff reports, general manager. Well, actually, I added that. You added the general manager's report, correct?
And I jumped the gun on the finance report discussion.
Right, that's fine. Okay. Any comments on the staff reports?
Mark, did that meeting you went to that they were talking about the impact of the snowfall and was there any data with that? Did anybody give you anything?
No, there were no data associated with that. This was the water reuse symposium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The major thrust of it was the variability in weather patterns in general, and that's so that we're going to see less. You know, anybody raised in this area knows that, you know, the snowpack was really, and as the individual described it, is something that a lot of people don't consider, is the snowpack is the largest reservoir in the state, bigger than Mount Shasta. Right. And so that's what has fed us water for years over a regular period. Since we draw water from the Cosumnes, you know, those periods of when the water will be delivered down the Cosumnes River may change. You know, the patterns are going to likely change over time. So we have to look at that as far as our water rights, the period that we receive those waters, and just see if there's any impact related to that. And, you know, so in the long term, in looking at what may we need to look at long term, it may be at storage, increasing our storage, our reservoirs, et cetera, if the periods in which those waters are available changes. So just something to consider going mm-hmm. forward.
Mm-hmm. And that's a subject of long-term studies outside the purview of the district, but
yes,
still district keeping an eye on its water supply. That's an important yeah. part.
But the Cosumnes has a fair, compared to the broad Sierras, the Cosumnes has a pretty well-defined watershed, and
right.
it's significantly smaller and at a lower elevation. So is there a way to track that particular watershed versus...
And we're looking at that, so the snow gauges and such. So I researched further the headwaters of this watershed. And actually the best way to pinpoint where those headwaters are, if you're familiar with the Iron Mountain Ski Resort,
right.
the Mormon Immigrant Trail, as it comes into Highway 88, it is north of... essentially the area just north of Highway 88, west of the Mormon Immigrant Trail roadway, right at Iron Mountain there as it comes into right. comes into 88. And that's a good, if you ever want to know where the headwaters are of this watershed, that's where it starts, mm-hmm. right about that elevation.
Okay.
And so we'll be looking at that too.
And just again for then backfilling the public information, if the district staff runs into a map of the watershed that can be shared at request, that would
sure.
be a good thing to do.
We do have copies.
Okay. Chair, we have one. We can develop one in our drainage study.
In your drainage study? Noted, thank you. Just a minor comment on the second paragraph of the water reuse NorCal symposium, the discussion on water reuse and use of the first paragraph, continuing use of reclaimed water. I'd just like to note that the majority of our water, in fact nearly all of the water, is recycled, whether it's by man or by nature. So it's all recycled water one way or the other. And then you mentioned an upcoming January 10th, 2019 Regional Water Authority board meeting.
Correct.
Is that something that our representative, you will of course attend,
correct.
And is it, you know, would I also attend that?
You have the option to attend.
Okay.
It was not typical for the
okay.
board member representative to attend. They were typically an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
And so the general manager typically represents the district at those meetings. You're welcome to attend.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Discussion later then. Okay. Is that it for the GM report?
Yes.
Moving on to the security report. Any comments from Chief Warblin?
No, sir.
Okay.
Submitted.
All right. Submitted. Noted. I will accompany it with my standard comment about trying to get information from RMA concerning not just the general numbers of their enforcement actions on the rule violation citations that CSD writes, and then that's just to make sure we understand that at least something is happening on the back end of the citations, the enforcement policies. And I understand that we've asked that many times.
Is it public record?
My understanding is no.
Okay, moving on then to, excuse me. Moving on to Director of Field Operations update, utilities report.
The only thing to add other than what's already in the report is we have begun pumping from the Cosumnes River to storage.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? I just wanted procedurally to understand something that was in there. With John's report, the drainage report that he submitted, it says in there, there's a note in there that they were going to go through it one more time and then submit it, and then there's a note in there that we're going to review it. Do you just send it down and we review it, or is it go through us? I'm sorry, John. Your drainage report, do we review that first and then it goes down, or it goes down simultaneously?
Yeah.
Okay.
That has to be in to them as well as you.
Okay.
Okay. For clarification, them is the county?
The county.
Okay. County, right. And, you know, so my question is, and it's really a clarification on John's question then, is that once the county has it, and are they going to wait for CSD comments on all of the utility reports prior to issuing final modifications?
That would be my understanding, that they would need to consolidate their comments with district.
It's my understanding too, but I just want to make sure that we're doing that, okay? Because I know we have the sewer and water studies and are still waiting on certain other paperwork in order for us to commence the review. District review. I had one other question. What is the status of the dam inundation report that the mapping report that is being done?
So the preliminary information developed by Domenichelli and Associates has been submitted to the Division of Safety of Dams. If they review it and agree with it, then it moves forward and is submitted to the Office of Emergency Services. So right now it's been submitted and we are waiting to hear back.
Okay, and generally speaking, are we anticipating any downstream impacts?
There are potential downstream impacts, as shown from the study, from a failure with Calero.
Right.
But nothing that's extraordinary that would have already been.
And hadn't existed prior.
Yes.
Okay. And so if there's any actions that the district needs to research as a result of those findings, might be something good to follow up on. Okay, anything? Oh, let's see, one other item. No. Okay. Any other comments? Yes.
I just wondered, can we have us? I hear different things all the time. What are the pumping dates and what is the flow that we need?
So November 1st, our master water right allows us to divert from November 1st to May 31st of each year.
Okay.
And I can provide the detail in the entire water right if you want to fall asleep one night. You know, that's a great way to do it. But there's a lot of detail to it, but generally it's November 1st to May 31st. There's some flow requirements, you know, right. It's got to be 70 CFS above as measured at the Michigan Bark Gauging Station, has to be connected down at the McConnell Gauging Station, and we want to make sure the water quality is good. We don't want to pump muddy, you know, fall runoff water into our reservoirs. We want to have clean, clear snow melt, and also you don't want to pump a bunch of sandy, dirty water that would scour your pipes and pumping equipment. So we manage, you know, we keep an eye on all that, and in the meantime, direct rainfall also provides water to our storage.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions? All right, then, moving on to item 9, any correspondence of note?
None.
Okay, none. All right.
There was a finance question I had, though, on the finance committee.
Sure.
Move back up.
Do we have any time constraints on that approving that final audit?
No, well, it's 1 year from close of...
No, I know, but we were scheduled in January to review that at the finance meeting, and then I would assume we would bring it here to approve it.
Correct.
Are we still going to do that?
We're fine with that, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
We were just awaiting the management discussion of the audit, the basically a very brief discussion.
Okay.
Memo, and that's been completed. So we're prepared.
Okay. Then moving on to item 10, education opportunities. Any comments, questions, discussions on those? I see three items listed, and three, four, five items.
So this is for the board's knowledge. This is an opportunity to review where there's opportunities for board members to attend, and we also will have discussion if there's staff opportunities to attend various trainings.
Okay. I did have a question concerning the Special District Leadership Academy. I know at one time. My direct question is, does staff believe there's any, does have any insight into the value of that for senior staff and or board? Is it, does staff have any insight into that?
I have not attended, so I'm not familiar.
I haven't.
I've attended with Morrison Graff. Yes. There's a lot of insight, you know, a lot of board members attend. You know, there's insights into various problems and issues that face CSDs, and they discuss that openly and honestly, and, you know, give you perspectives on things you might not be aware of, as well as, you know, following guidelines, et cetera. So
you pick up a lot of networking. You meet a lot of people who run different kinds of CSDs, and I went through the original program. There were three segments back the first time I was on the board, and I thought it was very well done and very beneficial.
So and it's improved a lot since then. Yeah. You get a certificate after you've completed it.
So for new board members, a great deal of benefit from those who have attended. Yeah.
And any other new board member sessions that I think would be beneficial, I'll let you guys know.
Okay, and then I missed Maury Graff's comments.
It's just the way they've got it set up is it's kind of a quick review of everything, and then they have some more specific details of activities and things. So if you have a section that you want to focus in on, they talk about finance issues, they talk about financing issues, they talk about management issues. You know, it's really kind of a broad stroke. It's,
okay.
I found it very, very educational.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to have that discussion so that we... board members were aware of it, and then further consideration, we don't have to make any decisions now. This is just an information item.
So it would be helpful, though, to know soon so that we can consider this as part of our annual budget.
Mm-hmm. And that date is correct. I have July 7th, a Sunday.
Yes. A lot of the CSDA conferences start on Sundays.
Perfect. And how long is that? It's a 3-day?
I believe it's most of their conferences are 3-day type
three-day
conferences. Might be four.
It's event the night before, and then it's two full days of stuff. But
okay.
You get there the night before or the first night, so it's three days.
Yeah, part of 3 days. Yeah.
Yeah, part of 3 days.
Okay. Is there any interest to express now, or what can we do that, you know, make some analysis of it and then get back to staff?
I think get back. Best thing to do is communicate with Suzanne.
Okay. Right. Okay. Very good.
Plus, we're going to do our own little Brown Act thing here, right?
Correct.
Brown Act.
My ninth annual Brown Act.
It's going to be a test this time.
Yeah.
Gets more exciting.
You know, if you're busy, well, I'll teach it. I mean, I've been through it enough times. Jesus.
All right. Any further discussion on that item? All right. Then moving on to item 11, review district meeting dates.
I will set those up once, since the committees have been assigned yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, so we got a lot of to-be-determines, but we'll note that there's a special board meeting January 8th for Brown Act training for the board. Regular board meeting on January 16th. Open session at 5 p.m. and then another special board meeting, which is the annual board goal workshop. And I know the district staff has always been early enough on getting the paperwork out, so you have a good understanding of what that entails, the new board members. So.
And that's 2:00 on the 8th.
The Brown Act is,
yes.
Right. And a special. Board meeting for the board goals workshop is on the 21st.
Right, I'll be out of town on that day. Okay. I'll give you my thoughts.
All right. Okay, now on to public comments. And by the way, I'd just like to thank staff again for moving this item, generally speaking, further on down the agenda so that the public has time to get here and make any comments. So members of the public may comment on any item of interest within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district and any item specifically agendized. Members of the public wishing to address a specific agendized item are encouraged to offer their public comment during that consideration of that item. With certain exceptions, the board may not discuss or take any action on items that are not on the agenda. So any public discussion, comments? Okay, hearing none, moving on to item A13. We have a resolution. What's the protocol? Are we going to read those? And
we need present? To adopt them and then you can present them.
Okay. Are we going to read them?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you do all three? Can you adopt all three at the same time, or do we have to vote three times?
Well, all the resolutions are a little different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they could be adopted in a single motion.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, because they're already written down.
All right. So I would entertain a motion to. I thought we were going to have a volunteer to read the whereases.
That'd be you.
No.
It's all in the
No, someone who likes to do that. Oh, no. Okay. So I will entertain a motion to adopt those three resolutions, A13, A14, A15, which are recognizing the past contributions of the departing board members.
Second.
Okay.
Okay.
Start our roll call.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Clark?
Yes.
Director Janko?
Yes.
Director Mabee?
Yes.
And Director Merchant?
Yes.
Okay. So are we going to just want to review them up here up front or?
Mm-hmm. Up front.
Morrison?
Okay. This is a board resolution, BAR 2018-11. Whereas Morrison Graff was appointed in 2015 to the Rancho Murrieta Community Services District Board of Directors, and whereas Morrison generously gave a great deal of his time and energy to the community and the district board, and whereas during his term Morrison served as board vice president and on the following board committees: improvements, parks, and personnel, and whereas serving on these committees, Morrison shared his vast experience and insight on the operation and finances of the district, and whereas Morrison's leadership and vision will enable the district to continue to benefit from his service in the years to come, and whereas Morrison's example and counsel will be missed by the board and staff of the Rancho Mirage Community Services District, as well as the community as a whole, and whereas community and residents will continue to benefit from Morrison's service long after his leaving the board. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed this 19th day of December in the year 2018 that the Board of Directors of the Rancho Murrieta Community Services District recognizes, appreciates, and commends Morrison Graff for his 3 years of service to the community and the district, and wishes him well in his future endeavors.
Get
on the next one.
Okay, Jerry.
All right. He has extra whereases.
Yeah. Jerry's got a lot of whereases.
Where is he? Whereas.
All right. This is resolution R-2018-12 in honor of Gerald Pasek, Jerry, director. Whereas Jerry Pasek was appointed in 2010 to the Rancho Murrieta Community Services District Board of Directors, and whereas Jerry generously gave a great deal of his time and energy to the community and the CSD board, and whereas during his term, Jerry served as board president and on the following board committees: Finance, Improvements, Personnel, Regional Water Authority, and whereas in serving on these committees, Jerry shared his vast experience and insight on the operations and finances of the district, and whereas Jerry's leadership and vision will enable the district to continue to benefit from his service in the years to come, and whereas Jerry's example and counsel will be missed by the board and staff of the Rancho Mirage Community Services District, as well as the community as a whole, and whereas the community and residents will continue to benefit from Jerry's service long after his leaving the board, now therefore be it proclaimed this 19th day of December in the year 2018 that the Board of Directors of Rancho Mirage Community Services District recognizes, appreciates, and commends Gerald Pasek for his 8 years of service to the community and district, and wishes him well in his future endeavors. Jerry, thank you very much.
Pleasant service in the district, or helping the district, yet they omitted 2 years that I had been nominated.
Yeah.
2006, 2008, and then I came back. As strange as that is. But at any rate, I look forward to looking at the district. Unfortunately, the only thing that didn't happen during my regime, so to speak, is we expected more development. I think John is wishing that he had more development too, because we worked through the water plant and had all kinds of trials and tribulations with that. And then it is all set to go for max development, which still isn't happening, but that would be a great benefit to our community if and when it does happen. So thank you all very much.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay.
Mr. Peckett.
And last but not least, Mr. Peckett. All right, this is resolution R-2018-13 in honor of Mark Peckovich, director. Whereas Mark Peckovich was appointed in 2014 to the Rancho Mirage Community Services District Board of Directors, whereas Mark generously gave a great deal of his time, energy, and energy to the community and the district board, whereas during his term, Mark served as board president and on the following board committees: Parks, Personnel, Communications, and Technology, Security, and the Community Joint Security Committee. And whereas in serving on these committees, Mark shared his vast experience and insight on the operation and finances of the district. Whereas Mark's leadership and vision will enable the district to continue to benefit from his services in the years to come. And whereas Mark's example and counsel will be missed by the board and staff of the Rancho Muriel Community Services District, as well as the community as a whole. And whereas the community and residents will continue to benefit from Mark's service long after his leaving the board. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed this 19th day of December in the year 2018 that the Board of Directors of Rancho Muriel Community Services District recognizes, appreciates, and commends Mark Peketich for his 4 years of service to the community and the district, and wishes him well in his future endeavors. Thank you very much.
Attempted to tell a joke at every board meeting.
Well,
without. So, good luck. I look forward to you guys in this next round of board members for the next few years. It should be a really interesting ride as you guys kind of figure out water rights and a number of other things like reserves and other things that the district needs to attend to. So it's a good group that's sent up here to get out with it. So good luck.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mark.
Yeah.
All right.
My favorite line.
Okay. That's items A13, A14, and A15. Moving on now to item A16, any director comments? Yes, John.
I got a couple. For Mark, for the finance meeting, in conjunction with the audit review, would you kind of put something on the agenda? I'd like to start talking about the auditor himself or themselves. This is probably a good time to start looking at making a change, and maybe that preliminary discussion we could have would be how we want to do that, what kind of a procedure we want, figure it out, and then bring it up here and take care of it.
Okay.
Same thing with the ongoing financial review. Anything you guys are working on now, maybe we could just get a progress report on that,
right,
on the reserves, and then figure out where we want to go with that.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yeah, one more. I'm sorry.
Sure. That's right, John.
And for the goals meeting, Mark, there's going to be a goal that comes out of that that has to do with the 2020 water rights. Could you outline for us maybe at the next meeting or it doesn't even have to be in a formal way, but I'd really like to understand what the procedure is. I'm like, well, we fill out an application and we do this and we do that. I know we keep talking about how we're gonna renew these rights. I'd really like to understand what the actual procedure is for doing that.
Great question.
So, however you want to do that is fine, but I'd just like to know that before we do that goals meeting.
Any other comment?
Yes, I'll direct it to the three outgoing board members. Thank you for your time. Whatever board you're on in this community, we all know it's thankless. But nonetheless, it does mean a lot. We don't always get the thank yous, but on behalf of everybody of this community, thank you for the time, energy, and effort and stomach acid that you've had to burn. Sitting as a board member. So with that, thank you and Merry Christmas.
Okay. Linda, Randy?
I'm okay.
Any comments? Okay. I'd just like to follow up on Tim's comments. Personal commendation to the days and hours that which are really unseen by the community that have been dedicated to the effort of the departing directors, you know, and so are very much appreciated. And from the standpoint of the education that they provided me as a new board member, And I just wanted to, this is a follow-up on John's comment, but I just want to make sure that the board needs to continue focus on the community comments and interest in community security, of course, and then moving forward on with the capital replacement and capital improvement plan 5-year schedule program, and very much appreciate that. And then look forward also to the burgeoning analysis of a district GIS system to aid facilities management and records tasks in order to provide efficiencies for the district. I think that's important. I think it, you know, once envisioned, and it has the capability of enhancing and reducing the workload on the staff. So I really appreciate that. And then I look forward to serving with the newly seated directors, and welcome.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Any other board comments? Okay.
I didn't know there was going to be homework.
Lots of homework.
The hernia just carried this stuff out.
As can be attested by the departing directors, there's lots of homework.
Clear a big shelf for all the binders.
All right. Well, with that, I will. We're through the agenda, and I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We are so adjourned.